Hola, hola, and bienvenidos. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Colt Creek Canyon, Colorado. And let's just say, actually, if you would, can you give me all a big hola? Hola! Yes! Woo! Oh, boy. What a crowd. What a crowd. What a day. And for those who live in Colorado, we all know that we just had this, you know, humongous snowstorm, like a record snowstorm, that just happened May 1st. And since then, you know, as far as the high country and most of Colorado up and down the Front Range, it's all melted off. But the mountains are still snow-capped, so it's really gorgeous. And it's a beautiful spring day here. And has this been a month? Yeah. Whew. No stone left unturned, huh? Really, and it's happening, it seems like, on so many different levels. And of course, you know, terrorism sprang back up with the Boston Marathon bombing. And that was an event. But the thing I noticed for myself was it didn't have the same emotional charge that it did with other terrorist charges. And I was, to a large degree, able to, you know, be the witness and be the observer, but not get tied into the emotional part of it. So for me, it was just a reflection, even though sometimes I doubt myself, I may be the only one, but all the work that we've done with ourself and consciousness. So it's monumental. And then, you know, we have things like Bangladesh factory collapsing and even in the cosmos, like Saturn. I don't know if you saw that or not, but they just had like 13 major hurricanes that are like 20 times larger than what we experienced here. And for me, that's also a reflection of our consciousness work. So let's take a breath with that, huh? The bold pioneers that said, yes, I am. And here we are again. And does this feel like a monumental time? It does. And I think it's going to be a monumental, bodacious, outrageous experience today. In fact, you know, I just kind of wonder, we just keep going beyond and beyond. And now from the last shout, you know, it comes to you. And can we take a breath with that? And for those in Colt Creek, you can see we have a special treat today. We're going to have some live music with Marty. Marty. Mofo Sawinski. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he's back again, and put in a different role. And if you haven't experienced Marty's music, it's quite sublime. So we're going to maybe do a little breathing, and then Marty will jump in and play with us as we breathe. So let's all get grounded in this now moment. I invite you to. Don't have to. And let's allow ourselves just to feel ourselves, feel our body in the chair. Or if you're standing, laying down, that's fine too. But just to be aware of your body. And if we choose, we can take that conscious breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now. And I choose to feel. And I can feel my feet on the ground, and my hiney in the chair, and my back. But also the air on our face. Yeah, it's there. And the other energies. And if we choose, we can invite ourselves to receive. It all comes to us. All the energies are here to serve us. So, Marty, if you would. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We can do better than that. Let's really give them the clap, huh? Let's give them the clap. Yeah. Woo! Bravo. Bravo. And some of you were saying, well, why is David dressed this way? Because I wanted to. Ha, ha, ha. And actually, tomorrow, Sunday, is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And Colorado really celebrates Cinco de Mayo. And actually, you know, many, many parts of the world do. And I, there's something like, great celebrations all over the world. And it's just really a lovely chance to party and experience life and celebrate life. So it's really quite lovely. And I always do my part. It's a great job and somebody's got to do it, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not only St. Patty's Day. There's just a lot of reasons to celebrate life, and that's just one of them. And speaking about celebrating life, a number of us were quite fortunate and had the great experience of going to Kauai recently, so hence the shells, and truly a magical quantum-allowing experience, and one that I'm still integrating, and one breath at a time, so I highly recommend it. And it's interesting that, you know, this for me is a huge transition part. You know, we really are into spring. And here we are like in the fifth month of the Freedom Series. And it seems like we're getting ready for another huge, you know, expansion in manifesting our passion of being walking ascended masters on earth if we so choose, and to create. And let's take a breath with that, huh? Hola. Yeah. And then in order to continue that, you know, there's been a recent book that was been that just came out, Journey of the Angels. And if you haven't read it, Michelle has copies over here. I would highly recommend it. It really puts into place all our journey ever since we left home, you know, the Big Bang 9 billion years ago. And our journey is, you know, as angels, you know, for 4.5, 5 billion years, even prior to Earth being created, and then coming through the order of the Ark, and here we are now. And then from Lemuria to Atlantis, and blinking of an eye, we're sitting in this room here in Coal Creek Canyon. Yeah. Yeah, we did it. Hello. And speaking about the book, there's going to be this magical book tour in Europe that's going to kick off here just very, very shortly. And we have actually two of our most famous, infamous journeyers going there. And we have Superwoman Linda Avisa. Stand up, Linda. Yeah, let's... Woo! Look at that. Uh-huh. And her sidekick and husband, Jeffrey Hoppe. Woo!
Hola, David. Si, hola, si.
I need to mention, this is not Superman. This is not Superwoman.
What
is
it?
This is Super Chambra.
Wow. Wow. Well, and you would know, you? It looks a little bit like a combination of Blues Brothers and a cartoon character, but who
you know
am
what?
I? Who am I?
If you're Chambra, you've made a choice and you got style. And you are a creator and you are abundance.
So you so you have some splaining to do. What is this?
Well, this super.
Well, yes, super Chambra.
Okay.
But I've never seen so much gold. I don't think Superman ever wore gold.
No, that dickhead was Man of Steel. Who wants to be Man of Steel? No, I want to be Chambra of Gold in above.
Whoa, ouch.
Whoa. Yeah, and that slick back hair shit, forget it. I want a hat, I want shades, and I want to be me.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm not out here to save anybody but me.
I'm actually quite amazed at this amassment of gold on you. I mean, you know, don't go walking behind the building on your own. Somebody may take all that. Wow. Jeez. Anyway, you look great. And once in a while, Linda and I check with each other a little bit. Are you going to get dressed up today or not? We didn't today. Total surprise. 5 minutes before we came over here, we bumped into each other in the hall. I was like, oh, crap. Who's going to change? And she pointed to me, you. And I didn't.
Well, I saw the shirt yesterday, and I thought, damn it, we're Super Chambra.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
We're bad.
And if you ain't Super Chambra, then you ain't supposed to be here.
Yeah, exactly. And Adamus will tell you just that. Mm-hmm. It's good to be back here with everybody. It's kind of the once-a-month cleansing and rejuvenating session. We've been doing it for I don't know how many years, but it is, it's always kind of a reprieve for Linda and I, no matter how much we're traveling, to come back here, to be back in Coal Creek. It's kind of where we get energized, and I hope you do too today. It'll be interesting to see what Adamus has to say after last month.
He can't. I don't know how he's going to hold a candle to that. That was so dang much fun.
But, you know, I got home. I looked on the internet, which I shouldn't have done. And there were some people that really didn't like it. I noticed some people that were here last month that are not now. No, some people really were offended. They said, oh, that's not very spiritual. And it's like,
yeah. What's your point?
Actually, I thought it was fun. It was a little pushing my limit. It was a little making me nervous there.
Actually, when I watched that, it made me laugh and laugh because Jeff always likes to tell that story how he used to be afraid of public speaking. It's like, really? I think Adamus has fixed that.
I think he drugged me, you know. He's been talking a lot lately about hypnosis, and I think he did a little hypnosis thing. As a matter of fact, he talked about the Boston bombings, and this was like 2 or 3 days right after it happened. We were in Kauai, and he mentioned to me, and I don't think I said anything to the group, but he said, watch, they'll come out, or they'll find out, but they probably won't talk about it publicly, that the, I forgot what they call them these days, the guys
Boston
who
bombers.
Were supposedly did it. You can't call them the bad guys. Well, no, it's suspects. They're suspects. Alleged
suspects. They are suspects. Not suspects. It's way beyond that. Way too many pictures.
The highly
you
alleged
can't do crap
suspects.
Today with all the cameras and
I know,
pictures
there's a
and
camera
monitors.
Everywhere.
Big Brother
got
is
in
watching.
My house. But the alleged suspects, apparently, according to Adamus, were hypnotized by others, you know, who had their own motives.
Oh, yeah,
motives.
It's believable.
And he said that, you know, these days with people who understand hypnosis, and the way the mind is so vulnerable, you can hypnotize people to go beyond what they would normally do. And later on, I went back and watched some of the videos of these guys. There was no signs of fear or emotion or anything. And then it was like what really added to the validity of this is they didn't have a getaway plan. They didn't have a backup plan. They're going to go to New York and party. So
No, they were going to do Times Square.
Well, yeah, that too. But
and that was a
both.
Different kind of party.
Both. but anyway, the Adamus's point was that these days with hypnosis, it's like the new drone, you know, where you can implant with somebody and have them go do terrible things. So he said that's why he's really been focusing ever since he came in about 3 years ago. Is it three or four? Almost four, through three and a half. About our minds and about our sovereignty and about reclaiming ourselves so that we're not vulnerable to this type of thing. But he says it's truly going to be the new type of warfare. You just hypnotize a few people and you send them out there. So,
well, I remember when we were young, the fear was always about, you know, these big technical attacks. And it's stunning now that it's not very technical at all. I mean, it takes... Anybody can do anything. But I'm going to say something risky.
Uh-oh.
And it's not a judgment. It's an observation.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, it's like I said, it's an observation. We have a worldwide audience. And I know that sometimes people in other parts of the world are like, if something happens in New York, in the United States, and you all go wild. This kind of crap happens in countries all over the world every day. And we have been stunningly lucky. And I noticed that since this has happened, I've heard more people tuning into that awareness. There's been incredible stories about, you know, horrible rapes and abuses with women and other attacks in other countries, in African countries, in some of the Russian countries. While I don't think that anything is, quote, good or good, so to speak, it is interesting to see that it appears to have gotten a lot of people to open up their awareness a little bit.
True.
Okay.
And how would you go with that?
The slides!
Good.
The out of town guest.
Anyway,
I'll dance.
It's good to have everybody here
today. Is there music?
No music. Oh. Anyway, we do have quite a few out of town guests today.
And before we do anything,
I'd like to just thank Norman Garrett, Andranon, for the beautiful flowers every month. If we get a shot out of there,
thank
beautiful.
You.
They're gorgeous. I mean, absolutely amazing. Yeah, growing them, picking them. I want to thank you. They're here every month adorning the stage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, I wanted to mention that, you know, we were lucky that we have our dear Chambra monthly contributor to the monthly meetings and to the Hysteria Mofo doing the music. But I'd also like to mention that his beautiful wife is here also supporting him, Lara. Can we get a shot of Lara, beautiful Lara? Okay.
Okay, so we have quite a few out-of-town guests. And
yes,
Linda's
going
to mention out-of-town meaning out of Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's sometimes confusing because it's people who have just moved here or people who just moved away. But go ahead.
And we have Chambra couples here. We have Ray Allenson and Vicky from Australia.
Good to see you here.
Does anybody know you're in Australia anymore? You guys, we saw you in Egypt and at Quantum Allowing, and you know you're here. World travelers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And David, would you mind bringing the microphone, even though they don't want it?
David.
Good to see you here. And how did you all meet, as if I didn't know?
The very first time you came to Australia in however many years ago was that we met.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw him across the room and I said, I'm going to have him.
Oh!
Wish I was a mind reader at the time.
It sounds like lunch or something.
And then I went back home to Perth. I'm on the other side of Australia. And I thought, I'm going to go over to Sydney, which is like the next weekend. So I toddled back over to Sydney, basically went to a 50th birthday, watered my lawn and went back. And he happened to be staying in the same hotel.
No coincidence.
So he was stalking you.
Not exactly.
I love the Chambra stories.
Yes.
And good to see you both here in Coal Creek Canyon. How do you like the altitude?
Well, we've been driving around all over, so I think we're acclimatized to it.
Yeah.
And we brought the snow with us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was snowing when we came in, so that was pretty neat. So we're very excited to be here, actually.
Thank you.
Very, very excited.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Thank you very much. And from France, we have Veronique. Where's
Veronique? From France. Bonjour. Good to see you.
Bonjour, tout le monde.
Do you like the snow?
I didn't see the snow here.
There's a lot of snow.
But I wasn't there. I just arrived yesterday. So.
Oh, you just look out the door and there's still snow.
A little, yeah.
Yeah. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah. And we're coming to France. We're going to talk about it today.
Uh-huh. I saw it.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Good.
Okay. Norman Zinke from Germany. Norman, good to see you.
Hey, Norman.
Welcome, Norman.
Namaste, my dear Chambra friends. It's my pleasure to be here.
Good. Wonderful.
And where are you from in Germany?
From Radebeul. It's near Dresden.
Oh, okay, good. And what brings you here other than?
I followed an impulse. I had really a strong impulse to stay here today, and I followed them.
Wonderful.
Good.
And for the experience, of course.
Yes, and I see you're sitting on an aisle, not always the safest place.
On an aisle?
We call it Adama's bait.
Okay.
There's a break before he has to worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to
Thank
see you.
You.
Welcome to Coal Creek.
Thanks.
We should really, Susie, you should really have a guest book for Coal Creek, and there'd be all these people from all around the world. Yeah.
That's it. Give her another task.
Yeah.
Christina from Washington, D.C. Where are you, Christina?
Hi, Christina.
Thank you for joining us. Would you like to say hello to everyone?
Christina, did you come to protect Edith today? Because I made Adama say he would be nice. I made him promise.
No, I grew up here.
Oh, you did?
And so I visit my parents every spring.
Yeah, oh, good, good. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad you could join us. And then from Burnsville, Minnesota, we have Ben and Cynthia Carney. Where are you?
Ben.
Yay!
Good to see you, Ben and Cynthia.
I'm actually from Longmont.
Yeah, pardon?
Longmont.
Ah, yeah.
So. We're mother and son.
Ah, yeah. Good to see you both here. Is this your first time?
Yes. Yeah. I've been following Crimson Circle for years, and I just met up with a trip to see him and then got to come here.
Great.
Well, I hope that Adamus lives up to your expectation today.
I'm sure
you deserve it.
I remember that. You didn't know that
the aisle.
Just a warning. There's less people here this month than last month.
Thank you.
And, of course, we have Vili from Mexico.
Mexico, Vili.
Yay, Vili.
Hola. Did you come for Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, I came to say hola.
Hola. And is Cinco de Mayo like a big celebration in Mexico?
Well, there are so many big celebrations in Mexico. It's like a celebration country.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's another one, and it's a happy celebration, a joyful celebration, particularly in Puebla.
Yeah.
And it's a state there, and so they really prepare it, and it's a great party, a great place to be.
So do you have a party planned for here for tomorrow?
Well, not ready, but we can make it.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Good to see you after Kauai.
Yeah.
And there was a couple from Clearwater that was threatening to be here. I don't think they've made it.
Threatening?
No, they didn't make it.
Okay.
Maybe the snow intimidated them.
The snow intimidated me. This was the latest, historical date for snow. It was on May 1st. And we got a lot of snow up here in town.
Did.
It wasn't quite so much. But
we had almost 2 feet.
Like, it set a record for cold and snow. And I'm thinking, global warming. Global screw-up, but warming I don't know about.
The good news is that there has been a very serious drought condition in this area. And after hearing about the fires in Southern California, I quit whining about the snow.
Yeah. Well, also, it was just kind of rude. We'd just gotten back from Kauai.
Really rude.
In the evening, we had short sleeve shirts and sandals on and got off the airplane. And that was one thing. But then we got up here and it was 2 feet of snow. 2 feet of snow in the
driveway.
Yeah, in the driveway. And it's like, this is rude.
It was so awful, I thought I was going to cry, and I was like trying to figure out how am I going to get down our driveway because the car was sliding and we couldn't take it down. So I had to walk down, and I thought, oh, what am I going to do? I hate this, and I was ornery. And then all of a sudden I looked, I saw, my man has big feet. Woo! So then I took my sneakers and walked all the way down. And I said, yay for Jeff!
And you had to take really big steps. And then I had to get on the tractor just to get the luggage down from the car down. And it's like, oh, this is rude. So anyway, here we are. The weather's nice today. Beautiful
day. Man, you look so hot when you're dressed up for the tractor. Woo!
Should have married a farmer.
Oh. Hot. Hot.
I look like a lumberjack.
That's sexy, baby.
Oh.
Oh, no. a clean one is.
No. We're going to move right along here, and we're going to talk about last month. Normally, I don't always remember what happened the month before in the shout. I have to go back and read it, but I don't know. I remembered this one. There were some really, really good profound pieces of information in there. But it was all as a little, and he did the game show.
Like an American talk show.
Yeah, and that's what I heard on the internet. Oh, it's so American. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
You don't watch The Voice? Yeah.
No, but they took, America's Got Talent, and now it's like Poland's Got Talent or Australia's Got Talent. So anyway, Yeah, we're a little bit American, born and raised here, traveled the world, but we're still kind of American.
That's what our passports
are. That's it.
Sorry.
Anyway, and if you don't like American, do not watch the video recap done by Vicky. It's coming up next, and it really puts a little extra cheese on that show.
And my joke is, do you know why we can act so stupid? We're free to act that stupid
exactly.
in this country.
Anyway, so with that, y'all have the video back there. Okay, so I don't
Are
need
we ready?
To do anything. And we're going to dim the lights and watch okay. the video recap put together by Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? He's been in a crystal for a zillion or so years, fresh out. He'll pick you up when you're feeling down. He'll stomp you down when you're feeling up. Adamus Saint-Germain!
Oh, it feels so good to be here with you today. Oh, yes. Here we go. What is the truth of truths? We're going to start with you, Pete. Pete, what is the truth of truths? By the way, I could be giving a really boring lecture about this, and I can be standing up here in a white robe and pontificating about truth of truths. Let's have fun. Pete.
The truth of truths for me...
Hold that microphone close so everybody in the world and the okay. universe can hear you, because this is big.
Is that there really is no duality, and that I am you, and you are me. And then when I go over or pass on, I became a gift with my energy or my knowledge to the soul.
What I hear is the Machiometer.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Pete, but okay. you were on a roll there, but you were rolling the wrong way. You were rolling straight to Machio. So you forego the microphone. I'm so sorry. Certainly isn't a judgment on our part. It's the other ascended masters going, puke it out. Okay. Yeah, the pressure's on. Julie, what is it? The truth of truths.
The truth is I am. I am that I am.
Good. Don't clap now. Save your energy for the final voting. Good. Thank you. Anything else you want to add to that? It would be Machio if you did. Thank you. Yes.
Whatever f-ing truth I think it is.
That's good. Good, good, good. And the pressure is really on right now, Denise.
God.
The truth of truths.
The truth of truths. Trust and love yourself where you are.
Boom. Good. Thank you. Okay, now let's do voting on this question before I give you the appropriate answer and the only answer. I'm sorry, Pete, you're disqualified because of...
Don't believe us.
Machio. Machio. So let's begin here with all who feel that Julie gave the best answer. Scream and yell. And for Alea, scream and yell. And down the line for Denise. It's Alea with 44 points on the board. We have a competition, Shambro. We have a competition going on here. And by the way, the appropriate answer to the truths of truths is I exist. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Shambro, I exist. That is the original truth. I exist. Therefore, I am. I exist. Nothing else matters. Everything after that is either another truth, but not the core, or a mistruth. From the simple words, I exist, come all truths and mistruths. I exist. That's what you felt when you left home, the loving, comforting home of spirit, went into the darkness, went into absolute nothingness, and said and felt, I exist. I am that I am. Nothing else matters. There is no other truth more important than that. Next question and final question. What's the biggest shift going on the planet right now? Now, this is the last question of this game show, talk show, whatever you call it, stupid show. This is the last question. Make your answer good, succinct, tight, and appeal to Schomburg, not to me. What is the biggest shift, Denise?
The awakening to who I am, the existence of who I am.
A planetary global shift, you know, humanity, mass consciousness, that kind of
stuff.
We're
doing it on a more conscious level, and good. We are doing it at a global level. I have picked up across the world that people are really in tune to each other.
Good.
And I think that's amazing.
Good.
The awakening of the 22 crystals within the planet, the access that is allowed, that has been opened for us to access the consciousness and the awareness of those crystals so that I can awaken myself, which awakens others.
Good. Okay.
There is definitely a shift in violence, and I can feel that shift in violence towards self, violent towards the planet, violent towards animals.
Mm-hmm. Good. Pete.
I see it's from the old energy to the new energy coming in.
Okay, now you have it. This is the final voting. This will determine who gets dinner for two with your soul, and I might be there also, and an Adamus Award. Now, let's start at this end, and please make sure to express your vote through cheering, applause, or whatever. It is you voting for the winner of this first ever Awakening Show game. All those of you, Denise had the best answer, express. All those who feel that Alea had the best answer, let us know. You know, I found bribery does really good with this group. I mean, they're not above taking $5, you know, for good. Now we go down to Julie. And Pete. Linda, who do you think the audience chose?
Pete
is the winner of the Awakening Show game. Thank you, Pete. And thank all of you. Linda, another Adamus Award for Pete. Pete, dinner for two, you and your soul at drive-thru McDonald's. Thank you for participating. So that leads me into my answer. There are no wrong answers in that question. What is the biggest shift going on Earth right now? Leads me into the next session of this Awakening Show called Meaningful Moments with a Master. This is where I give my viewpoint. Energy. Energy is the biggest shift going on the planet right now, along with everything else. But there is more energy available to humans than any other time in history, ever. We're talking about cosmic energy, energy that's in the air, free energy. We're also talking about energy in the earth itself. There's more available than ever, ever before. But humans aren't allowing themselves to receive it. You're used to struggling for things. And it's been that way, not just in this lifetime, but many. It comes to you, and that's going to be a tough one, a particularly tough one following last month where I talked about mass abundance for you, mass energy. Now we're going to put the two together so you really be confused. So we're going to talk more about how it comes to you. You'll have plenty of opportunity in this next month to let energies come to you, to let a new reality come to you, to receive it, to be in grace with it. So let's take a deep breath. Now let's get back to our game show featuring Artemis Saint-Germain. And the reason we play game show today, the wrap-up of this whole thing, was, my dear friends, if your life was a game show, a talk show, would you even want to listen to it? Probably not. So please change the gameplay, change the show. Let's take a good deep breath as we bring this gathering of Chambra to a conclusion. A good deep breath in that grace of knowing that all is well in all of creation. Thank you. Artemis has left the building. Clear.
Felt a little reluctant. There was a little reluctant.
You just won't find that at an ashram.
You already promised not to do it again, or at least not today.
No, I didn't promise. I asked, I requested from Adamus, but I didn't promise.
Okay. Who's in charge?
Why, do you have four new contestants?
I already know. Don't ask.
Ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was last
Let's
month.
Let's see, how many of last month's contestants are here today?
Pete is here.
Pete? Ah, yeah. There we go in
You're
the back.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Three out of four. That's not bad.
We're good.
Yeah.
But aren't there two missing?
No, just one.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. Glad you're back.
Sunglasses. Anyway, we're going to do a quick recap of last month. I want to kind of keep things moving. We have
Please.
A lot of new announcements today.
Please.
And last month, we're going to start with the first Saturday. We have this regular feature now that's, I feel like I'm in this game show. I can't.
It is a game show.
Hang on. I got to get Adamus out of my brain. Anyway, last month.
Cute couple.
Well, first Saturday, if we could get the lights down again, there's just a quick little video recap of last month.
Okay.
This is just a little bit of a test. How many of you realized this was not last month?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I just realized it's like, I got the wrong video in there. And I was thinking, that's not right. It's the wrong one. But it was nice pictures. So next month we'll play last month's.
Do we not have the right one here?
I must have embedded the wrong one in the slideshow.
You did that?
Mm-hmm.
You made that mistake?
Late last night.
You did that.
Okay.
Thank God it's not me.
You know what I did? Oh, you know what I did? Is I wrote over last month's slide program. So, yeah. Okay, well, that was fun.
I remember my outfits, and that was not
the
outfit.
David, is that what you wore last month?
Yes.
Try playing this one. This might be the right one. Just forward it. Oh, this is it. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Wow. Okay. Jeez.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Much better.
Ooh, good to get it right.
Much better. Okay. So that was a quick recap from last month. And the next thing that happened is a bunch of us went to Kauai for the first Quantum Allowing.
Wasn't a bad time to be there.
How many here were in Kauai for Quantum
Quite
Allowing?
Quite a few. A lot.
Quite a few. It was an amazing experience. I hate that word amazing, but it was amazing. It was, I don't know. Beyond.
It was a very expanding experience.
You know, it took me at least a week after we got home to recover.
Would you say you've gotten over it yet?
No, I've had the strangest dreams, strange sleep patterns, more so than ever. Everything seems to be askew. But yet there's more of kind of an inner connection. The outer connection went to hell. The inner connection is much better, I'm happy to report. So we had... actually ended up with about 100 total there from how many different countries? It was like 14, 16 countries.
Susie, how many countries was it?
A zillion. Yeah, lots.
It was a global event is what we're trying to say.
It truly was global and a wonderful group, and nobody really knew what was going to happen.
We had people from every continent nearly, and we had a contingent from Russia. It was the first time we had a group from Russia. That was very, very nice.
Yeah, so it was 5 days. It was one of those that kind of turns you inside out, and you can't figure out why or what's going on. I remember I was very agitated the first 2 days. Just
only the first 2 days?
Well, yeah, the third day it turned, but the first 2 days I was just like, I just didn't know why. I mean, you know, it was one of those, I don't know why, and that was even more agitating. It was just...
Agitating for you or the people with you?
Only for me. No, I was completely nice with all the people around me. Anyway, Gene Tinder put together a video recap, so we're going to jump into that right away again. We have lights down and video on.
Oh, and here we go.
Yeah, a lot of video today.
I hope you like video, otherwise this is not good.
Thank you.
That crowing was actually Adamus in the middle of a channel. That was actually Adamus, not Jeff just having fun with himself.
No, no, and he was really good, actually. We were at outdoors at a, in a park at a pavilion and going to do a channel, and he told me, you know, while I was closing my eyes, Norma was breathing, and I was, like, just getting into the energy, and Adamus said, okay, this is going to be a pretty serious channel, so just get yourself ready. And he stood up and started crowing like a rooster. And he was actually really good. He tried to get other people in the audience to crow, and nobody could do it. It was kind of, they were like kind of anemic chickens, but he was good. And then people asked me later if I could do it, and I tried, and I Adamus just had a way of doing it. Like,
that's really funny.
Yeah, huh? Anyway, it was...
I want to mention something I noticed, that you saw all these just shots of people, you know, and it was interesting. We didn't do a lot of organized activities. People went off and did all kinds of things like helicopter rides and out to the beach. But this was a very special workshop because it was about each person feeling for themselves, integrating for themselves. So we didn't do a lot of group activities. People had many choices about what they could do each day, each afternoon in that integration time. A lot of people went in the water or swimming or whatever. But that's why, if you notice, there were so many
Posers.
That there weren't that many pictures where you saw the activity, because it were these very, very incredible experiences throughout the, you know, through the morning sessions with Adamus, and it would have been inappropriate to be snapping cameras when people were in such deep spaces. So that's why there were so many pictures like that instead of the normal what you expect to see. Yeah. It is an amazing experience, a very different kind of Adamus workshop, actually.
I think it really took the workshops to a whole different level.
I mean, that's true.
There was more experiential, and there were some of the Adamus interactions, you know, he was walking around or asking questions, but not that many. Mostly it was experience. So.
And I want to say more, that one of the things that was requested was that everyone there had to have taken the sexual energy school. And we truly, based on the way people were able to manage their energy, we know that that was truly an appropriate requirement for that class. And I know that will continue, because the difference of that, the more time goes on, the more significant we see the value of that school.
We liked it so much and Kauai so much that we've already contracted for the hotel for next year, same time, mid-April, Quantum Allowing. With
so many of you love Kauai, and it's
so
just
it's
a great place to truly experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so moving along, I think that was all the activities for last month. So
yes,
we go
it was.
Into
we only did the one main thing.
Upcoming activities.
Jeff, we're just now getting to... Oh.
Sure, we can go through this really quick.
Do we have
quick.
Time?
Yeah.
Good.
Sure. We'll make time.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start with... as a matter of fact, we leave tomorrow morning for Europe for, 4 weeks. I'll just go through the schedule fairly quick. It's the European book tour, and it's not that book. It's the German version of that book.
The German version of this book. This is the English version. We have the German one.
No, but it's on the screen there. See?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. It's called, how would you say that in German? How would you say that in German?
Sir?
Wir sind Engel. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, that's not so good. Wait, well, let's get that appropriate. This is the book that's being featured.
Wir sind Engel auf Erden.
And what does that mean, literal translation?
Sorry?
What is the translation? What does that mean in English?
What's this mean in English?
Yeah.
What does the title mean in English that you just did in German? Journey of the Angels,
We are angels on earth.
Oh, I just want to make sure. We never know with the publisher. They could put anything there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Say, this is a stupid book. Oh, yeah. Here's our new book. I just am double-checking.
Okay. And Journey of the Angels, and all these events are somewhat related to the debut of this book. Journey of the Angels, I'm working on been working with staff on the teacher. What?
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
Anyways, it's very amazing information, and it's been, we'll come back to it, but it's really something else. If you have a chance, you do want to experience Journey of the Angels.
Yes, we'll come back to that.
Thank you.
So anyway, the tour starts
so
in Bern, Switzerland on Friday, May 10th, and it's just a one-evening event, followed by an event in Zurich next weekend, 2 days.
Next
We're calling
weekend?
It Walk Like a Master, Live Like an Angel. We never know what Adamus is going to come out with. And
literally, that's true. As you know, the channels are a reflection of us. And so the event, we never know exactly where he's going to go, because the more we plan it, the more certain we can be he'll do something else.
Following that, it's on to Munich, Germany for a one-evening, three-hour event. And if you can imagine, you know, we're hopping from city to city, and it's like different groups, and it gets kind of blurry, but it's fun because we meet a lot of new people. A lot of people come out for, you know, that wouldn't normally go to a workshop, or they drag their friends or spouses along, so it's kind of fun.
We call it, there's a lot of looky-loos, where they come to check us out, and it's real fun to see, can you measure up? And will they say, yes, I love Crimson Circle, I'm going to check this out more. They go, oh, crap, look at this.
Or they really like it.
No, that's what I said. Some really like it, and we see them, and they want to be Schomburg, and others are like, okay, thank you. But that's okay, because you choose to be Schomburg. You choose to be here.
And then it's
Am I too excited for you?
No. Okay. I'm just looking at the clock. Then it's on to Zell am See, Austria, which is kind of right outside of Salzburg, for a one-night event. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of people here wouldn't necessarily be going to the Europe events. After that, it's a two-day in Salzburg. Beautiful town. It's one of my favorites in the world.
A lot of people listen in.
Yes.
Not just
And followed by that, then we're on to... Salzburg. Then it's Lake Bled, Slovenia. Beautiful place. Amazingly beautiful. And this is actually a illustration of Lake Bled. There's a kind of a church and a monastery on the island. Oh, it's so fun. We're doing Adamus' New Energy Mystery School. We call it that because we don't know what it's going to be. But it's sold out. And Linda, you know more of the details.
Well, it's sold out, and it's very interesting. It'll be very special. That setting is amazing, so it'll be a great place to hear the Mystery School and to integrate. It's turning out, again, to be a very international event. We're also very excited because we're going to meet the most represented country in Slovenia will be Russia. There's a very large group coming from
like
Russia.
Like 35 people 42. From 42 from Russia.
42 from Russia, so. And this, of course, is heralding to us that we should go to Russia.
And we're going.
And we will be going, and we're going to meet this wonderful, it's our first real adventure, so we're very excited about that, and all the other people from all the other European countries.
Yeah, so great event, and then following that is actually teacher training for the new Journey of the Angels.
Now can I talk about it?
Now you could talk about it. Yeah.
Journey of the Angels. And we were excited because the German book and the English book are now out, that there are people that might be interested in going to Journey of the Angels classes where they can really dive in, hear the material, see the material. I have to tell you, it's quite an adventure because this was the last thing we filmed with Adamus.
And Tobias.
Oh, wow, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Last thing we filmed? That's interesting. Yeah. Maybe it is.
No, I don't think so.
Last thing we filmed with Tobias before he left. And I have to say that this material was done in 2009. And when I started to go through it, I was truly amazed at how epic the story still is to me and how much I was touched by it and how current and congruent the information is with what Adamus is sharing now. More than I could have ever imagined when I first experienced it. So we're very excited. Tobias was shot on, quote, a green screen, which that was pretty funny to look at. And now Vicky and the staff has been working on putting real backgrounds behind
it. It's kind of cool because there's very kind of outer spacey backgrounds.
Very spacey, spooky,
and
wonderful. And anyways, so people will have an opportunity to actually experience the Journey of the Angels. It's going to be wonderful, and they'll have teachers to guide them through that experience. So the first teacher training for it will be in Bled right after the Mystery School.
Yep.
So if you're interested, please let us know.
Do we still have spaces?
Yes, we do. Great. And you can use your points, you can use your shareholder points, whatever
trade
it is.
Trade chickens or whatever you want to do.
Trade chickens, whatever it takes. Talk to Susie. You do have to be an SES teacher.
Yep. Good. Okay. Then it's back here. And just as a reminder, there is no June meeting because we get back from Europe. We turn around in about a week later, and we go down to Sedona for what we're calling the Sedona Experience. Sedona, of course, a lot of you have been there. It's an amazing place.
I mean, that's truly what you can see from anywhere in Sedona. Yeah. You look up and you see these beautiful red rock.
It has such an energy there.
And, it's stunning.
It's our first regular workshop with Lee Carroll. We've worked on stage with him before in multi-speaker events, but the first time just working with Lee. And we'll also have Johan there.
Yes.
And, of course, you and I. And a lot of Chambra from all over. So it's truly an experience that we still have room for that. So sign up.
Sign up.
Yeah. Next. And remember, no June meeting. That's just a picture of Johan. Yes. They're coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Immediately following that, we're going to do Dreamwalker Life down in Sedona. We're actually filming for later teacher presentations. But, I got to back up. Forgot the bus tour, optional Grand Canyon tour. We were actually sold out on the bus tour, so Susie got us another bus. So we're going to be going to the Grand Canyon 2 days prior to the Sedona Experience.
It's a full-day adventure.
And we're going to do a channel, Adama's channel, at the Grand Canyon. I know he has some interesting information about that he's going to talk about, so that'll be cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's
Well,
been
Jeff
chatting.
And I have flown over, but we've never firsthand experienced the Grand Canyon, so we're pretty excited about that adventure with a bunch of Chambra.
And also, so many activities there. Then after the Sedona Experience, we're actually doing the Quihac 2 final gathering. There's about 85 or 90 Quihacers coming in from all over the world to be at that party, that final channel. So, almost half of all the Quihacers are coming in.
Wonderful.
It's not a requirement, just in case you're interested in Quihac in the future. They just want to get together.
And we're going to record it.
Absolutely. And videocast it. Then we're doing Dreamwalker Life. We're filming that while we're in Sedona, while we've got all the crew and the cameras and everything. And we're doing it with Johan. If you have registered for the Sedona Experience with Lee Carroll, you can go to Dreamwalker Life for no cost.
Now, this sounds like Kmart, and it sounds like a blue light special, and this sounds American.
Free! Get Dreamwalker Life when you take the Sedona Experience. Well, actually, because we're filming it, they have to put up with a little bit of our filming stuff, so we didn't want to really charge too much. But, and the people that are coming down there, give them a break, yeah. Okay, so that's the Sedona
Experience. We're excited about it.
Then we come back up here. We're finally home back in July and doing what?
Guess what? Journey of the Angels teacher training. It'll be right here in Cold Creek Canyon,
right here
at the hall. And again, if you're an SES teacher, you're welcome to join us for the Journey of the Angels teacher training. We will go through the material. And you're welcome. Once again, you can use shareholder points. You can use your translation points. You can suck up to Linda and Jeff, whatever it takes. We'd love to have you here if you want to be here.
Yeah, and if you want to become a teacher, you have to have taken SES.
Yeah.
You have to have attended SES. It's a requirement we have for anybody being a teacher. It's actually just a really good idea anyway.
Yes.
Okay, and then,
what's that about? What's this thing?
That's a logo. But I missed
it?
Something.
With a lightning bolt?
It's coming up later. Yeah. Okay, August.
Explain that.
August, we are doing a four-day intensive with Adamus, limited to 30 people. We're not
including
giving
staff
it,
or without staff?
Without staff.
Okay.
We're not giving it a name yet because it'll be determined by the attendees and Adamus once we're there. It'll be 4 days, very intense, in Lincoln City, Oregon, in the middle of August. So if you're interested in something pretty deep on a different level, I know he's going to have everybody working pretty hard. We've done workshops before in Lincoln City. It's right on the ocean, beautiful, beautiful setting. Definitely limited to 30 attendees. So that won't be in the store for... it says May 17th. Might just be it's about right.
That's
isn't
close.
It, Susie?
That's close.
right.
And yeah, your details are her details are our details.
The angels are notified first. But we'll have this in the store May 17th with some more details. But exactly. I just wanted to give a heads up
Thank
on
you.
It now.
Good
okay,
idea.
That's August. September.
But very limited number of people. That's the big
30.
Thing. Okay. What's the lightning bolt thing? You never said it.
That's a logo.
Lightning bolt. Holy crap.
Yeah. Okay, September, we're off to actually two things. I'm going to hold on this one a second. First, I'm going to just mention that we're looking at a two-day workshop in St. Petersburg,
That's
Russia,
right.
In like early or mid-September.
That's
we don't
right.
have the details yet. We're still working with our Russian chamber on it, but that's probably going to be middle of September.
We're working on contacting them. This all has just kind of evolved in the last couple of days,
right.
So we're still making contact with the people we're going to work with.
I didn't want to make a slide because we're just first mentioning it.
They don't even know about it yet.
Oh. then it's on after that to south of France for the, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of the city. Veronique, how do you say that?
Oh, wait, that deserves
yeah,
a
you
mic.
Need the microphone on that.
There we go.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Les Saints Mary's de la Mer.
Say it nice and
That's
slow
the way I
and
say
clear.
Les Saintes Marie de la Mer.
Much better.
Oh, to be French.
This is on the Mediterranean, south of France,
kind
of near Marseille and near the, where else is it near? Down on, right on the coast, literally.
Not
on,
too far from Arles.
On the coast. So it's going to be quantum allowing.
Not too far from Arles.
Right. Quantum allowing. Music, live music with Gerhard and Anat, because we found at quantum allowing in Kauai that they're such an integral part
it supports
of it.
It really supports the process.
Absolutely limited to 70 people plus staff, but no more than 70. Prerequisite, you have to have taken sexual energy school. No exceptions. We always get somebody that would like to
The only
discuss
people that,
that
have a really hard time with that are the ones that haven't taken it.
And the registration opens May 20th. The angels will be notified several days before, so they have a first
yes.
chance at signing up. But I'm looking forward to it. We've stayed on this property before
yes.
In 2009 when we did the France tour. It's beautiful. I mean, it's stunning. The food was so French
and it's
and
French
so
country
good.
Setting in the yeah. south of France, right near wine time. I mean,
when last time we were here, it was before Adamus, so
I know.
It was still Tobias. So it'd be interesting
I forgot about that.
To see, yeah, how Adamus reacts. But very, very beautiful. A lot of pink flamingos and a very charming architectural style.
Very sweet setting.
And so it'll be four full days. My clicker isn't clicking so well.
Oh.
There we go. Four full days, and quantum allowing is very transformational. There's a lot of equestrian activity right down in that area.
Oh, you can ride bikes. You can do the horse thing. You can go visit the little sites. There's the Three Marys, you know, thing-a-wing. There's just many, many things to do. And El Primo wine and herbs of Provence.
Wine.
Oh, my
good
God.
Wine.
Can't wait to refill my herbs of Provence.
It's hard to explain quantum allowing, and actually we really don't want to because it'd take away from the experience. But just in case you're wondering, well, is it good? We survey everybody on all the workshops, and according to the surveys we got back in on quantum allowing in Kauai, 100% of the respondents said Adamus's messages were excellent. That's pretty good, Adamus. 93% have said the experience was life-changing, and 96% said the price was excellent or just right for the value. So pretty good statistics. So if
That's
you're
very good
interested
sure.
in going, it is an amazing experience. And we have to do quantum allowing in a resort-type setting. We can't do it in a hotel in downtown Cleveland or someplace
well,
like that.
It needs an integrative environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and the experience doesn't end there.
Okay, I think that's the schedule. It was. Okay. So a lot going on, a lot to look at. If you're interested in details, check out the website. Okay, on to Awakening Zone. Whew. I don't know how many shows we've done. We just got back home from an overseas trip that day before, and we do a show, but it's always fun to do. Okay, for a little news, I think the news is actually about the Awakening Zone
Academy.
These are the classes that are now being offered that you can take anywhere from just an hour or two to segments that have like 10 or 11 hours. So we have a couple of new ones that are just coming online.
We're excited about this Awakening Zone Academy because, once again, it gives people from anywhere in the world the potential to log in and join Chambra and have a workshop experience, some kind of an experience. So we're excited that to provide that opportunity.
So Steve and Barbara Roth are offering what's called quantum channeling. It's a four-hour course, video course, that you can take on the Awakening Zone. So you can sit back at home and watch it. We release segments on kind of a time basis, but you can go back anytime, re-listen to them again. So, of course, Steve and Barbara do amazing work with their work. We were just with them a couple of times this last year doing workshops, and love working with them. But this talks, Steve and Barbara talking this about how to bring in that spirit energy, how to ground it, how to use it. So it's a four-hour course. It's not really experiential, in other words, like you're not there with a group able to channel in front of another group, but it gives really good information how to bring that energy in and how to channel it. So thanks, Steve and Barbara, for bringing this course in. And then there is another course just coming online offered by Pepper Lewis called Ritual for Rebirth. This is about a 80-minute class. It's a combination of Pepper channeling Gaia and some really good meditation. So we thank Pepper for offering this as part of the Academy, and it keeps the Academy going. Mm-hmm. So these are now online, or going to be online, I'd say in the next week or so, ready for registration. Available soon. Okay. And what next? Oh, it's Chambra News time.
Oh.
You always know when we get to this part, we're coming to the end of this segment.
Time for chocolate.
Time for cake. And time for Adamas. Okay, we got a lot in the news this time. The first little bit of news is Keyhawk 2 is coming to a close in mid-June. It's been quite a year for the 198 people involved in that. We just did a drawing a couple weeks ago for Keyhawk 3.
Jeff, we did the drawing last week.
Oh, it seems
time
like a
flies when
weeks
you're
ago.
Having fun.
We just did the drawing. If you submitted your name for the drawing for Keyhawk, if you wanted to participate, we did a lottery because we get more names than we allow spaces. And if you haven't received a notification and wondering about it, check your spam mail. I think we sent a couple of notifications to the 198 who were selected. Some of them still haven't responded yet. Check your spam mail. It might be in there.
Angels were given priority position in the drawing. So once again, the angels help and support the Crimson Circle. We try to honor you in that easy way, so they got priority in the drawing.
Good. Okay, so that's Keyhawk 3 coming online pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Keyhawk, it's an amazing experience, and it lasts for a year, and you feel like Adamas is right with you the whole time.
It's a guided experience, and again, it's another event where people tune in twice a month, and it's a very special experience because people go through this from all over the planet, and they go through it for a year's time. So a lot of people that have done it do enjoy it.
We also have the what we're calling the SHARP project, which stands for Chambra Awakening Research Project.
Oh, I thought it was Association for...
No, okay. This is...
Retired
no.
people.
The SHARP is a... We're actually doing a survey of awakening. We're trying to put together good, in-depth statistical information. You know, there's a lot of information about spiritual awakening on the website, but we haven't seen anything yet that starts to quantify it. So we're doing a research project. It may involve one or more surveys that you're going to be asked to fill out. Obviously, it's free of charge. It's open to anyone who's going through spiritual awakening that they're conscious of.
Or not.
It involves completing online surveys. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to listen to anything. And the questions will be about your personal awakening experience and your coping methods. I thought that was a good name for coping methods. How are you handling it?
Survival.
Or how well are you handling it?
Well, this has been going on for a really long time, and we really believe that so many of you know the story, and everyone's story is individual, and yet there seem to be certain commonalities. We talk to people all over the world, and you can imagine with all the different cultures, there still seems to be things that people go through that do have similarities. So Jeff and Adamus are really, really looking to say, what if we could put this all together, and what if we could take this and say, this is what it really looks like based on real information from people that have gone through the awakening. Wouldn't that help others? Wouldn't that potentially really help others?
Well, good statistical information. For instance, we're asking things like, have you ever taken antidepressants? And by the way, all the information is confidential. You know, you don't have to put a name on it or anything. You're actually assigned a number within our system, so there's no association with your name.
Right.
But for instance, things like, you know, what type of religious background did you have? What different types of awakening symptoms? And there's a whole list of them you could fill out. Have you ever taken
Did God get in the way because of that?
Have you taken antidepressants or anything like that? And all of this is going to help us really get a better understanding.
Did you start drinking too much? Did you, you know, whatever?
Of the awakening process, and then learn how to develop ongoing programs for it. So we do take this very seriously.
It's very serious, and I'm sorry for being light. I just, this, sometimes it's hard with an outfit on to, you know, stay that kind of serious. And
we take it very seriously. We have about 600 people so far that have signed up to do this. We're going to look at cultural biases, religious biases, or, you know, indications in this, everything. So I would say the survey is going to, the initial one, which is we've already formulated, is going to take about anywhere between 45 minutes to maybe 2 hours to fill out. So it does take a little time because we're going in depth with it. And there may be some follow-up surveys depending on what we learn from this. Our plan, our hope is to take this to another level at some point with all this data. We're working with a number of psychologists, psychiatrists, and professional counselors, and to be able to say, now, how do we really start providing assistance, particularly
support.
What coping methods have worked the best or haven't, and to be able to take this information to a truly new level. We have a publisher that's interested in this as well, and again, it will be confidential, but there's a lot to be learned about all of our awakening experiences.
Please imagine how much it could help others if you're willing to fill out this survey and participate. And the more people that fill it out, the more credibility that can put towards this kind of a study. So we really hope that you'll consider participating.
So please,
if you've gone through some sort of awakening process.
So please sign up by May 15th. And what you'll get a survey in the mail probably.
Email
just about a week or so after that. If you want to find it on the website, just go to the homepage. There's a tab up at the top. It says Sharp, and then just click on that. Yes?
Can you start it and save it and then come back to it?
Yes, you can. No, you can start it, save it. You know, if you don't finish it in one setting, you get interrupted or something.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
you
good
can come
question.
Back to it. Absolutely. Yeah. Good.
And it is all confidential, but once again, think about how what you share might be there of service and help others.
So I think this is a really major new project, and we really do ask for your participation in it. I think it's going to help those who are just coming into awakening really learn about what we went through.
Do you want to wear my cape? That might help balance the outfits in the head.
No. Okay, just a couple more quick announcements, and we're going to take a break. I forget what's coming. Oh, yeah, the new book. Yeah, Journey of the Angels just came out about 2 weeks ago in English. Published by Wiser Books, and it is, as Linda was talking about before, it's a beautiful message from Tobias. To me, it's the most
epic,
but also believable recap of how we came from spirit and got to earth, what we're doing here. Tobias puts it in very simple terms. A lot of you have already heard the material, but this is a great one to give a friend, a relative, or anybody else. It's really kind of good basic information.
It's an incredible story, at the very least. It's epic. If you handed somebody this and they weren't even spiritual, you could read this like it's sci-fi because it's that incredible.
Sci-fi.
It's very sci-fi. And I'm really annoyed because my first response to this was, this is really, truly an epic. Now I can't even say that because Disney called a movie epic.
Oh, geez.
Damn it. Anyways, it's epic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there is an ebook downloadable version. You can get that on Amazon. And Michelle, on our website, is it just the physical copy? Just physical. But you can get it on Amazon or directly through Wiser Books, but definitely. We do have copies here today. It just came out. We have hard copies here, or you can order hard copies on the website. I'm really proud of it. It's a great book.
Again, I've been studying the material again, not looking through it for working with the teacher training, and I can't believe the number of times I've looked at it and I'm still having nightmares. No, just kidding. No, it's really, really amazing how we got here and what we chose, and saying we really didn't make a mistake. It's like, really? But anyways, it's really, really epic.
So it is Tobias's last message.
It's amazing.
A beautiful one. Okay.
Amazing.
Just a couple of the real quick announcements. There is no monthly meeting in June.
Oh.
You know, we are, every year we take 1 month off, and this is it. Because we're just getting back from Europe, and then we're turning right around and going to Sedona. So
we get home on June 1, the day that the meeting would have been.
So that's why we're not doing a meeting.
So that's the one we're taking off.
The good news is that in July... It is
happy Crimson Circle.
I'm
so
surprised.
Clever.
I never figured that out before. And it's like, that makes a great, a little smiley face. And the July 6th meeting will be our annual summer party. We're going to have live music and dancing with Johan. They're all going to be here. They're going to be in Sedona with us. Then they're coming up here. We're going into the recording studio and doing another six Mirabs.
If you don't like Johan, you are in trouble.
And there's great food, of course. And
what's that shirt say? Don't.
Yeah. And plenty of food for all the hungry, Chambra. That's so pitiful. They were waiting for burgers last year, and it's And, of course, it's bring your own beer and... I thought this was a beautiful shot. It looks like an advertising shot. Beautiful. The mountains.
Columbia potties.
I think it's Karma beer or something. Great shot of Dave. Good lighting. And then the porta potty right behind him.
And the rain gutter.
I mean, it looks like an
good
advertising
shot. Susie
photo.
Susie must have taken
so
that
good.
Shot.
Okay. And I think that just about brings us to an end. We want to say particular
beautiful.
Thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels, advanced studies teachers, international web hosts, the translation teams all around the world who are helping make this information available to Chambra and Awakening Humans. So what a big hand for this wonderful, special group.
Super Chambra.
Super Chambra. And also to the crew that comes in every month, sets this place up and tears it down.
The super duper Chambra.
So special thanks to the crew. The whole crew, and nothing but the crew. Finally, I think that was it.
It's time for chocolate.
It's time for chocolate. So those who are new here, we got a little feast in the back, just a shot from the Kauai Quantum Allowing.
Oh, so beautiful.
And we're going to be back here in 31 minutes.
Yoo-hoo!
So see you then.